If so, you would be wrong. That week was amongst the most unsettling of my life. I have postponed giving an account of it for many years now, for fear that readers think I had, during that time, lost my ability to think reasonably. Now, however, in my golden years of retirement, I enjoy the freedom of no longer having to care what people think of me. Perhaps you will read this story and conclude that I had, at least for a period of time back in 1905, succumbed to unnatural terror. So be it. I can only report what happened, what I saw and felt and heard, and what, to this day, I cannot explain. This most peculiar adventure began in a common way. Holmes received a short letter in the post. It arrived one morning whilst he and I were enjoying yet another pleasant breakfast, prepared for us by the long-suffering and deeply appreciated Mrs. Hudson in the front room of 221B Baker Street. "What do you make of this, Watson?" Holmes asked as he handed me the note. I looked it over and gave my insights, knowing, as always, that I would inevitably fail to observe some obvious element. "It is written on fine quality notepaper," I said. "The writer is a person of means. By her handwriting, I can see that she is an elderly woman whose hand now..."